smarts in here, the smarts in here, yeah.
Doom. I reference Cena so much, I'm sure you assume that I got a man crush, but I swear it's just random, not fandom. Ignore the lifelike mannequin. You can't see it, I didn't see it. Next to me in my IKEA, and drive somewhere scenic to watch a sunset in Phoenix, share a box of Kleenex, to leave it in the middle.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Sean Puff, and this is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Geeks. Haha, what's up? It's your boy right here. We got a great show for you lined up this week. Of course, I'll be joined with Mike K in a few minutes. We're going to get things going. We've got the Money in the Bank preview. The Money in the Bank is coming at you today by the time you're hearing this. So we've got a preview for you. We're going to run it all down, give you our predictions, and break the card down for you. And we also got for you my favorite segment of all, Remember When. When we take you back in time and ask you about a day in wrestling history, and this week I'm going to ask Mike, hey Mike, remember when Taz defended the ECW title twice in one night? Of course, that happened at ECW Hardcore Heaven, May the 16th, 1999. We're going to run that down for you, break down the card, and we got two special watch-alongs for you. Don't worry, we don't got to walk anywhere. This is going to be a great episode. I'm excited for it. And we finally formatted ourselves down. We kind of run away with stuff every week. So we're finally going to try to keep ourselves under an hour and a half, as close to an hour as possible. And that's going to be, this is our first week that we're very close to an hour with getting all the segments in for you. So without further ado, we're just going to get right into this. Sit right back, and it's time for Remember When, right here on Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. And we're back. This is your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Mike K. This is my favorite segment. It's time for Remember When, where I always ask Mike, remember when something happened that week in wrestling history? And we go back and relive that event. And we started doing a watch-along segment last week. This week we're going to continue that. We're going to do a double watch-along because tonight I'm asking, hey Mike, remember when Taz defended the ECW championship twice in one night?
Yeah.
And I was Hardcore Heaven 1999. Do you remember the date of that?
November something.
Nope. It was May. It was this week.
Oh.
I got you.
Oh.
I'm on it right now. It was May 16th, 1999. Was the day of Hardcore Heaven, 1999. So that was, for us, we're recording this later than we recorded the other part. So that was 2 days ago for us, and for you guys, because this is going to get dropped shortly tonight. So we're going to actually do a live watch-along for both of the Taz matches. And then we're going to review this whole card. It was a crazy card. It happened in Poughkeepsie, New York. At the Mid-Hudson Civic Center, there were 8 matches and a dark match. I don't care about the dark match. But pretty much Joey Styles opens the show, and Chris Candido and Tammy Lynn Sitch interrupt her. And that's where we're going to start this whole thing from right there. So if you fire the network up, it's crazy because this starts the show. So if you're on a Fire Stick or anything else, if you go to the beginning of the match, the beginning of the match they have starting at the beginning of the show, it starts that quickly. So we're going to go to 1 minute and 11 seconds, which is right when Chris Candido was coming out of the locker room. And we're going to pick up right there. Mike, whenever you're ready, why don't you give us a countdown? 3, 2, 1, play. When you hit play, I'll hit play. Everyone listening at home hits play. If you're not ready, guys, pause the podcast. Get your network set up. Once you have it paused at 1 minute and 11 seconds, come back to us on pause. We're going to 3-2-1 play, and we'll go together. Mike, whenever you're ready.
All right, are we ready? Here we go. 3-2-1 play.
And here comes Chris Candido with Tammy Lynn Cinch, otherwise known as Sonny.
Yes.
I loved Sonny.
Me too.
ECW back at this time, it was just all hot chicks. Wild wrestling and hot chicks. That's all it was about.
That's right. So it should have been.
But like on this show alone, we have Sonny, we have Dawn Marie, who is what's the name she's using? She's like the fake Beulah McGillicuddy.
Yeah, Beulah.
And then there's Francine. I loved Francine.
Yeah, Francine.
Joe Mason was there. You can see that out in the crowd. What up, Joe Mason?
Joe, yeah. Hey, Joe Mason. What's going on, man? Nice to see you, Joe.
So basically what's going to go on right now is Chris Candido is announcing that he's gone out and bought himself an insurance policy for tonight for his fight with Taz, because Taz says he's going to choke him out the next time he sees him in public.
Yeah.
And they're scheduled to have this fight tonight. He's been kind of in hiding and not coming out anywhere. So this is his first public appearance, basically, since this has all been said. Taz says he's going to choke him out. So he's announcing that he's winning the title tonight. He's ready. And, he's doing his typical heel promo to start the show. And he's about to announce that he's got himself an insurance policy for his match tonight. And is he introducing them right now? Yeah, the Dudley boys. There they are. Bubba Ray and Devon, along with Sign Guy Dudley.
And Devon.
And the quintessential stud muffin, Joel. I had my way with your mother last night while you were taking a shower, Gertner. Joel Gertner was the man. He was like one of my favorite announcers.
Yeah.
I always wonder why he didn't come over with the Dudleys when they came over to WWE.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't really know why he didn't come over. It's true.
He never came. There was never a point where it was like, oh, Joel Gertner comes. Because they brought the Dudleys. They ended up bringing Spike. By that time, the other Dudley family guys were already gone.
Right.
But no Joel. Or Sign Guy.
Yeah. That's true.
And they were kind of like staples to the Dudleys from the beginning, even before Bubba and Devon were the Dudleys.
Right.
When it was like Smelly Dudley, Sleepy Dudley, Lazy Dudley, or whatever. I just thought it was Big Dick Dudley.
Pokey Dudley.
Big Dick Dudley was the best Dudley.
Yeah. Big Dick Dudley.
Big Dick Dudley.
Obviously, this will set up the match later on tonight, obviously.
At the beginning of it, but it kind of sets itself up throughout the remainder of the show after this happens. Because obviously we know Taz is going to win this match.
Yeah, we obviously know.
Because he's defending it twice in one night, so it's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
And so what's about to happen here, he's going to tap him in like a minute and 13 seconds or something insane like that. He's just going to decide to come out right now after the Dudleys do their Dudley thing.
Yep.
Oh, no, here he comes right now. His music just played, so here comes Taz. And he's going to call for this match to start right away after he beats up the Dudleys real quick. And the Dudleys are going to go on a tear and start beating people up later, which this is something I've looked into. I've been looking into this for days trying to figure out where this storyline went, and I don't have an answer. So if anyone listening has an answer, tweet out to us at SSuperKicks. And let me know if you know where this storyline led, and we'll get to that after this match. So here we go. The match is underway, and this is going to be one of the quickest matches ever. Taz just takes it to him.
I don't even know if he gets any, no offense at all, I don't think. Look at that.
No.
Taz's, that Tazplex was so ridiculous, that belly-to-back suplex he did.
Yeah. So it's kind of sad because, like, Taz was, like, could have been something pretty big.
Well, he's just small. Vince doesn't like short guys. He's always tiny.
Right, but he was, like, he's the same size as freaking Rey Mysterio. And, like, Rey Mysterio gets to be freaking all the time. Why couldn't Taz?
Because it's Vince, and Vince has his way of thinking. But Rey did all the high flippy stuff. So it's different. Where Taz doesn't do that stuff. He's just this guy that just beats everybody up. And I think he thought it was unbelievable that this little guy is going to beat everybody up. And that's what it came down to.
Right.
And another Taz was the mayor of Suplex City before Brock was born.
Before Brock was
born. And there we go, it's done. Tap out, the match is over.
Boom, yeah. Candido did get that powerbomb in.
Yeah, that's about it. And then he went to the top, missed off the top rope, and it was done. And now the Dudleys are going to hit him with a 3D.
Yeah. And then he's going to set up.
That's the beginning of the setup. So that's the beginning of it, because now he's mad at them.
Right.
The ref came in and, like, come down.
Yeah, I thought the ref came in and covered up Taz. Like, he's going to protect him.
Right, like, if the Dudleys didn't want to, they wouldn't beat the living shit out of the referees anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Joe Mason doesn't look very happy.
Yeah, Joe Mason is not holding his sign up anymore. He's like, I don't want people to know I'm here. This is bull. I'd be kind of mad because this was supposed to be the main event. The main event ends up being, so he's going to defend against the Dudleys later. And Devon breaks his hand beforehand. So it's just Bubba versus Taz in the main event. I'd be kind of mad because I paid to see Chris Candido versus Taz. That's the match everybody wanted to see. That goes a minute and a half, and we'll have a 12-minute match later on, and we can pause this now, and we'll go to the other spot afterwards, but we'll get into the... So now after this happens, right, the Dudleys stand out there. We see... We're pausing it right now, and you see Cyrus the Virus, or the Jackal, with Joey Styles in the booth. Yeah. He says he's there to help, and he's going to help him with it. By the way, that match went a minute and 10 seconds. So, yeah, exactly.
And we're done.
And we're done, right? So, now the Jackal says he's up there with Joey Styles. He says he's there to help him out with it. They're going to go back down to the Dudleys, and the Dudleys are going to make a challenge to anybody with the balls enough to come face them. Of course.
Yeah.
That's Balls Mahoney.
Yes, of course.
So Balls Mahoney comes out and gets in the ring and starts this match. But the Dudleys had an... I love Dudley's promos in ECW.
Yeah.
You know, when we're done with all this, if you want to go back and watch something, watch these promos they do. They just talk trash. They talked about everybody that left. They called Sandman. They said that they hacked Sandman. Sandman at this time is now wrestling in WCW under the name Hack.
Hack, yeah. Which is dumb.
And then he says, they say that Saturn's wearing a dress now.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about that last week when we... did what was the pay-per-view we did last week? It was forgettable. Slamboree. I had to look back in my notes. That's why I hear the paper crinkling. So we talked about Slamboree last week, and we talked about Saturn in a dress. So they point out Saturn's in a dress. They said they beat Tanaka back to Japan. They took Sabu and RVD and kicked their ass. So then they call out him with the balls. Balls Mahoney comes out. He wrestles. It's a 2-on-1 for the first, like, minute and a half. And then Spike's music hits. And Spike Dudley comes out. The Dudleys are waiting for him, but he comes from the crowd and attacks him from the back. There was a crazy match, of course. The Dudleys, Bubba Powerbomb Spike from the top through a table. The crowd goes apeshit. There's crazy chair shots from Mahoney. Gertner stops throwing matches at Balls Mahoney to light him up. This is the end of the match right here. Gertner throws matches to kind of try to throw a fireball at Balls Mahoney. Balls Mahoney grabs a thing of lighter fluid, sucks it down, and spits an actual fireball at him. So then...
Well, they were tossing they were tossing Spike Dudley back and forth.
Oh, yes. Yes, they were.
And then the Dudley just threw Spike over their heads out of the ring.
Yep. Yep. And then we had the 3D to Mahoney. The Dudleys retain, and that's it. And now the opening credits roll. So technically, the show hasn't even started yet. None of that was supposed to happen when it happened. The show starts now, and we get Super Crazy versus Taka Michinoku. This one goes 8.5 minutes. They point out that Super Crazy is 24 with 8 years experience. Taka is 25 with 6 years experience. And every time I see a Taka Michinoku, I just think, choppy, choppy, pee pee.
Yeah, exactly. I think of him and freaking Funaki.
Yeah, yeah. So Super Crazy wins this one. That's a pretty good match. It lasts 8 minutes and 28 seconds. Then we go into the back and we see Joel Gertner rolling around on the ground. And he hands the Dudleys a list and an envelope. And the envelope's $5,000 and there's a list of names that they take to be a hit list. This is what I don't know where this went. Because the names on the list get broken down through the night. And they're kind of people that they're like cool with. But they think it's a hit list, so they beat him up. And I don't know what really happened with it. If anybody knows, let us know, because I looked everywhere. I couldn't find it on the internet. I watched a couple of the next ECW television shows to see if they mentioned it there. And there's no real mention of what that was. So I just don't know.
Maybe it was like one of those situations where, you know, they were like, let's do this. And they were like, yeah, let's not do this.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know, but that happened. So the first person's Nova, and they go and beat Nova up. Then we get an 11-minute and 6-second match between Tajiri and Little Guido. Guido, at the time, 26 years old, 8 years of experience. He's got Big Sal Graziano with him. Tajiri's 28 with 4 years experience. These guys are all babies back here.
Yeah.
The end comes with Tajiri kicking Big Sal off the apron. He hits Guido with a roundhouse, then a brainbuster for the pin. And that was that in that match. Then we go to the back again. The Dudleys are in the back, taking out more of the hit list. Some guy named Rugged Rod Price.
Oh.
Yeah, I have no idea who he is, but that's who it was. I don't know. Yeah, so they beat him up. Then we go to Lance Storm comes out with Don Marie. He defeats Tommy Dreamer with Francine. This one, another crazy match. 13 minutes, 40 seconds. We see a Dreamer driver from the top onto a table. Cyrus interferes, but Francine counters. I'd love to get a Bronco Buster from Francine.
Yes.
But Cyrus gets a Bronco Buster from Francine. We get a cat fight between her and Don Marie. It's a fucking brawl. Dreamer's a bloody mess. Dreamer pile drives Don Marie. We get a great crotch shot of Don Marie. And when that happens, Storm hits him with the trash can, puts it over his head, and hits a flying spinning heel kick for the win. And that match is over. Then the Dudleys take out Jack Victory. They didn't want to take out Jack Victory because just a week ago they were teaming with Jack Victory. And meanwhile, this is when they look in the envelope and see that there's $5,000. So they go beat up Jack Victory. And they're telling him the whole time, this isn't nothing personal, it's just business. Then they say nobody's going to stop him. They do this whole little promo. And then they go to Taz in the back, and Taz challenges the Dudleys to fight for the night. Tonight, basically saying he's going to find them and kick their asses. Then a 26-minute, 57-second match. This match, great match. Please go watch this match. It was Rob Van Dam with Bill Alfonso defeating Jerry Lynn for Rob Van Dam's television championship. Incredible match. Van Dam hits a Van Daminator and a 5-star splash for the win. At the end, he gives Jerry Lynn a high five for hanging with him. It was a great match. I highly suggest going back and watching that.
Yeah.
The next match has Sid Vicious fighting Justin Credible. And it was supposed to be Shane Douglas. But Shane Douglas was injured, couldn't be in the match. So Judge, whatever his name is, Judge Jeff Jones comes out and introduces Sid Vicious. Sid Vicious making his return to ECW. He dominates this match. Jason interferes and gets powerbombed. Credible canes Sid and gets chokeslammed. Sid goes from a powerbomb. Lance Storm interferes. Storm gets chokeslammed. This is what they disqualify Justin Credible for. Credible throws powder in Sid's eyes, and then he and Lance Storm beat him up, set him up on a table to go up top to hit him with Sabu's move. And Sabu shows up because they had got Sabu banned from wrestling in ECW. So Sabu wasn't supposed to be there. He shows up. Lance Storm takes off. He starts beating up Credible. He lays Credible onto the table. Goes on the other side of the rope to do his little top rope leg drop through the table. Lance Storm comes back, pulls Justin Credible out of the way, and he hits Air Sabu on Sid, puts him through the table. Storm and Credible get the hell out of there. Security breaks up Sid and Sabu. Sabu puts a security member through a table. And then they finally get him out of there. Jeff Jones admonishes Sid. And Sid powerbombs Jeff Jones. And he gets over with the crowd. And that's the end of that. And that puts us at the main event. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're like, yeah, okay. So, that's the basis of what happened leading up into where we are right now, which is...
Yeah.
Let's see.
Pretty crazy moments and stuff like that going on.
It's ECW. That's what you expect at ECW. Yeah. ECW has these crazy, wild shit shows.
Definitely what they were. Definitely how they are.
So, now you want to get to, let me hit this right here. And we're at 2 hours.
210.
No, 2 hours. 32 minutes. No, you're right. 2 minutes. 2 hours, 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's where we are right now. I might be 2 minutes and 1 second. Are you exactly on 2 minutes?
I'm on 2 minutes, 10 seconds. 2 minutes, 10 minutes. 2 hours, 10 minutes. 39 seconds to be exact.
All right, let me get to 39 seconds here.
And once I'm staring at sign guides. I was like, who has a sign that says, Amy's out, Bubba's in her.
This is why you're going to love the Dudleys. This is why I love the Dudleys.
Right, Bubba Ray's coming out right now.
Yeah, I'm still a couple seconds behind you there. I'll tell you what, I'm there. 39, you said?
Well, 210,
39. All right, I'm at 29. I probably should have just fast-forwarded.
Probably.
I'm there. Okay. All right. So here we go. We're at 2 minutes, 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 39 seconds. If you need to get there, pause. You had plenty of time to do it while I was just getting there, so I gave you time. So, Mike, whenever you're ready... Count us down, and let's watch the main event.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, play.
Amy's out, Bubba's in her. That's awesome. And Bubba coming out with both titles. So, oh, by the way, so what happened after that, I didn't even mention that. When in between the Lance Storm and Rob Van Dam match, after the Dudleys took out, in between the Rob Van Dam match and the Sid match, Big Dick Dudley returned. And he dragged Chris Chetty in. And they beat up Chris Chetty, who's Taz's cousin. Which makes no sense, because Taz had already said that he doesn't care about Chris Chetty.
Yeah.
But they beat him up anyway. And that's how Devon broke his hand. So he's not out here. And Big Dick Dudley's not out here because... I don't know.
Amy's out, Bubba's in her. I don't know what that means, but it's cool.
Amy's out. Bubba's in her.
Okay.
I don't know. Who's Amy?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but Bubba seems to know. Bubba's in her, so I hope he knows who she is.
Yeah.
And I get that Bubba would go on to be a great main event singles star in TNA. But I just don't get why you're putting Bubba Ray, who's the 5-time tag team champions, and the current tag team champions, in the main event fighting for the title.
Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe they didn't have anyone to face for Taz to face. I don't know.
That's dumb.
A long, like, intro part for Bubba, though.
Seriously, like, why does it take you so long to get to the ring, man?
Not only that, it's just like, kind of, and he's going to talk, too. Like, just the intro to this match, you suck, you suck, you suck. the intro to this match is kind of, I guess they're trying to drag it out.
Maybe.
I mean, the paper only has like 20 minutes left, so trying to maybe stretch out a little bit more.
Maybe that's what they're trying to accomplish here.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what they're trying to accomplish. Maybe to get Bubba Ray over as a legit main event. But
and the thing is, the crowd isn't even reacting to this like they want them to, because they're kind of upset already that this isn't what they wanted for a main event. And I guess if you're going to get both Dudleys against Taz, yeah, you're going to be excited, but you're like, one Dudley? Oh, Taz is just going to kick your ass.
Yeah, probably. Devon apparently eats live bait. I'm not sure why.
I don't know. He loves that Amy's out. Bubba's in her. That's signed Guy Dudley's favorite sign, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. Devon, maybe, I guess he's trying to say that Devon.
So just so you know, we should have went to the beginning of the match.
Probably should have. I didn't know when the match started.
Fair enough.
I didn't think.
It's at beginning. And I hear you, because this was beginning of the match when I went to.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I didn't know Bubba Ray was going to give a 15-minute
soliloquy. The Bubba Ray soliloquy.
Yeah.
Did that say Yoda speaks 3D?
No, he fears 3D.
Oh. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. What's your problem with Yoda?
Yeah, I don't know. Why don't like Yoda, sign guy?
I know. Don't Yoda.
Achoo! Oh, God bless me.
Yes. Well, Bubba's still going here. I mean, we're now.
Well, I think Taz is coming out now, because now he's stopped. So I'm assuming Taz's music just hit.
No.
No. Tricked us.
Still talking.
It's like, okay, anytime today, we're ready for you to... Look at the crowd. Like, nobody's, like, reacting. They're all sitting there.
Yeah, because they're like, really? All right, dude, let's go. They must have been trying to stretch it out here. They're trying to make the match go longer because they need to fill time. So, like, Bubba, go out there and stretch.
Maybe.
There we go.
And probably because... I don't know if Devon's injury was real.
Yeah.
Because if it was, that changes everything. If he really broke his hand.
Yeah, or maybe they were planning on doing something before the match, but because Devon got hurt, they couldn't do it, so they had to do something else.
Maybe. No, well, it was supposed to be the Dudleys. It was supposed to take on both Dudleys.
Right. So maybe there was supposed to be something in the beginning before they both, like when they both came out.
Maybe.
But then Devon got hurt. Like, they probably had something set up beforehand, and here we go. Match started.
Yeah, at least they stopped the match right away when Taz comes out.
Yes.
Thank you, Taz.
So the match officially got underway like 2:15, so there's about 5 minutes worth of Bubba just talking.
And walking.
And yelling before he finally, like, actually does something. Now Taz needs a mic. And here we go. And now Taz is going to talk for another 4 or 5 minutes.
I think he says that he's making this for the title at Falls Count Anywhere. I'm pretty sure that's what he just said right there.
Okay. Would help if we had sound, but that's okay.
Well.
It's kind of hard to do it when you don't have sound.
But I know he made this match Falls Count Anywhere. Let me see if it says over here.
If I turn, able to turn closed caption.
Yeah, he announced, declared it to be a Falls Count Anywhere match.
All right.
So just so you know, this the injury to Devon was a work.
Oh, so he wasn't. So they
he's
going to
interfere in this match. Fuck Taz's world.
Yep.
And that's a sign guy sign. That's not even a fan sign.
Good job, sign guy. Give some pointers out to the people in the stands. This is how you make a proper sign.
Now that I think about it, now I know why Sign Guy Dudley wasn't brought to the WWE. Because Vince is like, he let signs go, but he's not like a fan of signs.
Well, back then he was, though. He didn't mind signs back when Raw was still like strong back then.
I guess you're right in the Attitude Era, but Taz was a little before the Attitude Era.
True. Good point, yeah.
And you saw a few signs then, but they weren't like they are now. As far as signs in at WWE shows.
Yeah. Well, the people in the... I don't know if it's like just the time or whatever, but like the fans, especially in that on the hard camera side, just looked like they just did not care about this at all.
Well, because it's not what you want to see. Like, you're here to see Chris Candido and Taz have a good match, not... A minute and 30 seconds, and now instead they're giving you Bubba Ray in the main event. Like, I'd be kind of mad.
Right. Yeah, so we can see. I mean, I guess that's true. Not to mention that people are. It's kind of one of those things where it's like it's already predictable, so obviously.
Yeah, you're like, well, I know that Taz isn't going to lose the title to Bubba tonight.
Right, he's not losing to Bubba, so. I guess that's true. That's a good point. Unfortunately, you can't be predictable like that. When you're predictable like that, that's when people hate your
What should have been done is they should have somehow had the Dudleys match happen at the beginning. And he beats the Dudleys. And then defends against Candido later.
Right. That's a smarter move.
Like the Dudleys say, we'll beat him and take the belt and give it to you. So you don't even have to fight him tonight.
Right.
And Taz comes out and says, I'll accept your challenge, and he beats them both. And then at the end of the night, he beats them both quickly in a quick match. And then at the end of the night, this is Chris Candido versus Taz instead of Bubba versus Taz.
Right.
They just make Chris Candido look like a bitch.
Right. It's true. And maybe you don't have the whole thing with Devon, even though it's a work anyways, but maybe then you don't have to worry about that whole thing, the whole storyline with Devon and getting hurt and whatever. It doesn't even happen, I guess.
Yeah.
Considering he apparently didn't continue it anyways.
I mean, I guess I get it because they had him defend the tag titles. But you could have him come out later on and defend the tag titles later on and be mad that they lost the match early.
Right. Take it out on someone else.
Yep. But then again, I guess you don't get the fireball spot. I don't know where they went with that angle with the hit list.
So, yeah.
I don't know what happened with it.
Yeah, to me, I think if you weren't planning on doing anything with that angle anyways, what was the point? Then, yeah, you could have changed everything.
Everything. There's no need for that.
Right.
You hear me moving around because I'm getting ready to do some stuff after, so.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in the back now going at it, so. This is what I'm talking about. This should have been Candido and Taz.
Right. Agreed. Totally agreed. I always love it. Like, what are all these people doing out here? You know?
Pain clinic, hot talk.
Like, were they all just sitting out there, like, getting hot dogs, and like, and then someone's like, yo, they're coming this way, stay out, and then they just stayed out there?
Maybe.
Like, what are the fans all doing out here? Besides getting in the way of the camera, but that's why.
I told you, they didn't, well, now they're in the crowd. They're not even out at the,
right.
But.
No, I know that, no, but then when they went out to the, they went out into, like, the arena area, I guess, you know, the concession area.
Yep.
And there's like mad people just standing out there. Like, what are you doing out here?
They probably planted those people and told them to be there. Because you're right. It's the main event match at the end of the night. Why are you out at the concession stand?
Exactly.
Like, you know this is the main event match. You're just like, I'm going to go get food. For what? You're going home after this match. This is done in 7 minutes, guy. What are you all here for? They're not serving beer anymore. So you're not getting a beer.
Right.
Both of these guys bloodied already.
Yeah, I missed. I don't know how they even got bloodied.
Fighting in the crowd.
Is that what it was?
Somebody in the crowd. I don't know. I missed it too.
Yeah, I don't see. There was a part where, like, I don't know if they got hit by something, and somebody got busted open. They both did, apparently. Or,
yeah.
I think this is
what happened.
Right. I think actually Taz got bloodied, and it rubbed off on Bubba. I don't think Bubba was actually cut.
You could be right because of how the blood is on him.
Yeah, it looks like he just kind of got his face, like he just rubbed his face on his head. Somehow Taz got cut. Not sure how.
Like, Taz is gushing blood right now.
Yeah, he cut himself pretty good.
Yeah.
Good cut job there, Taz.
And here comes Devon to interfere.
Boom.
Because they're heels and that's what heels do. He's a heel!
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Heels do whatever they want.
Yeah. That's kind of how it rolls when you're a heel.
Yeah. Good distraction by sign guy. But no avail.
Isn't it no disqualification if it's false count anywhere? You can't just get disqualified in a false count anywhere match.
It's true. So what's the, so who cares? Why does sign guy need to distract the ref?
I don't know.
Stand there and wait. I agree with you. Like, yeah, there's definitely no DQ in a false count anywhere match. So there's no reason to, you know, distract the ref while Devon comes in and like hits him and then like leaves. Like Devon should just stay in there. Devon should just stay in the match and just, they should just double team him.
Basically, right? I would just be like, oh, cool.
Instead of like hitting him with a move and then hiding. What are we hiding for? It's no DQ.
You're good, man.
Seriously. You can do whatever.
Yeah. Fact.
You can walk you in a chair and just whack him with it. Poor booking on the part of ECW. Poor continuity.
Yep.
Not smart. Somebody missed the boat on that one.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking.
Yep. Oh, tables. Oh, not one table. Two tables.
Well, because that's what they do. This is the Dudley's thing. Tables, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now what's he doing? I thought it was... So why, he set the table up there and then decided to set it up different?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I don't like what looks like that.
What's he going to do now? Are we going to get two tables on top of each other?
Probably. That seems to be, like, the thing they do.
Yeah, it's like a Dudley thing. No, we got two tables set up at two different places. So he's going to put them through both tables? Or he's going to put a Dudley... Taz is going to put a Dudley through each table, I'm calling it.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Oh, Taz is trying to wipe the blood from his eyes.
Because he's gushing blood. Like, how do they not stop this match?
Can't. No stopping matches. No DQ. Anything can happen.
If this was today, this match would be stopped. He's bleeding way too bad.
Oh, yeah. He obviously screwed up his, like, his bleeding. If he did it on purpose, I'm speaking
to Taz is going to Hulk up now.
He obviously did it on... He obviously screwed up.
Who?
Taz, when he, like, bladed. He must have done it too much.
Don't you watch ECW ever? This is what they do. It's supposed to be like this.
Yeah, but like, you know, you can bleed, but there are times when...
Bubba bomb!
Stupid ref.
What? The new ref came. He was at least there.
I know.
At least they had a ref there, right?
That's true. He must have been ready in the back.
Now here comes Devon. He's finally going to interfere.
Now Devon's going to get in the ring.
Wait, a reverse 3D?
Yeah, I've seen that before. That's their neck breaker thing. I've seen it. Again, Devon, you don't have to hide.
Right? Why are you hiding?
You don't have to, like, run away. You don't have to, like, sneak in, do a move, and sneak out again. You can look. Again, like, you don't need to do this.
Every time the referee just keeps turning around to go to the other ref. Why is he doing this?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, we're supposed to. Like,
what do you mean? Here it comes. Like, believe... up, oh, DDT's Devon. Yeah. And here it goes, yeah. Taz Flex.
Oh! Barely. Oh, the ref never saw it. One, amazing.
Of course not.
How did he know?
Not that it would have mattered. I mean.
Yeah.
And that. No, he kicked out of that. I thought that was it. I thought that was the match.
He kicked out of two. Amazing. And look, back to checking on the ref again.
Yeah, stop checking on the ref so much, guy.
No, seriously. Oh, Taz mission.
There it is, that's it.
Now we're
and
done.
And there's the match, and that's goodbye. That. Taz wins this thing, and... It was a good match, I'll say that. It was a good match.
But again, a lot of continuity errors. A lot of, like... kind of like, what the hell are you doing?
But, I mean, It was a good main event match. It was a good main event match. You had your spot that it looked like that he was going to lose because of the 2-on-1. It was good. Taz. Better than what they did with Chris Candido.
Yes, Taz is a mess.
Look at him. He's just... It's like blood from a stone. Like that Stone Cold.
Yeah. He is bloody as all hell. He must have really... I mean, like I said, I know they blade. I know he does it. They do it on purpose sometimes, but... Sometimes I know they kind of screw up.
Yeah, I don't know if that was real like or
maybe
he might have got that the hard way.
Maybe he didn't screw up. Yeah, maybe he did get hit the hard way. That might have been what it was. That might be why he's so bloody, because it was the hard way.
Like top of the head.
Yeah. Like something happened. Like something happened that caused him.
It looks like his nose. Actually, might be right. God, the top of his head and his nose. Like he's just covered in blood. What great match. I'm happy with that. See, so being upset first, but after that match, I would go home satisfied.
Yes.
You know, and when you're looking at it, you're like, this is what they did? Why? But I would go home satisfied with that main event. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would too.
And now they're going to show a video to go off and all that stuff, and we don't need to do any of that. But that was what happened when Taz defended the title twice in one night. Like I said, if anybody knows where that Dudley story went, because I don't know anything about the ending of that, how they closed that off after they beat all those guys up. So if you know, give me a call. Let me don't give me a call. Don't call me. give us a tweet. Tweet out to us at @SSuperKicks or go to our Facebook page, Smarks Spot Monkeys and Superkicks. We're Smarks Spot Monkeys and Superkicks on Twitter as well. You can probably find us that way. But that was about that. Next week, make sure you tune in next week. Next week, I'm excited about. Next week, I'm going to ask, hey, Mike, remember TLC 3? Remember when TLC 3 happened?
Yes, I do. I know. I remember that one.
That was SmackDown on May the 24th, 2001. It was taped May the 22nd, but it played on May the 24th on the Thursday night, taped on the Tuesday. And this was the Hardys versus the Dudleys versus EC3 versus Jericho and Benoit in a TLC to main event SmackDown.
Not EC3.
I mean,
Edge and Christian.
What?
Not EC3. Edge and Christian.
Edge and Christian. ENC, I put ENC, that's why I said EC3. Edge and Christian, you're right.
Who else calls them EC3?
EC3, ENC, Edge and Christian, the Suicide Blondes, if you will.
ENC, that's a good one.
The Hardys, the Dudleys, Edge and Christian, Jericho and Benoit. This is going to be a great one. I'm looking forward to that. That was fun. I liked it. So what do you think? You got anything to say about that show before we wrap this segment up?
I mean, no, I always loved ECW back in the day. I enjoyed them tremendously. They always like I said, I mean, I guess looking back now, you can kind of, you know, continuity errors are always kind of like a thing I look into, like I like to kind of pay attention to. And
yeah,
you know, that last main event kind of had a few, but it's okay.
Yeah, whatever. So it's not something that end the world over.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. But that's about it for this segment. Like I said, make sure you're here next week. Next week, we're going to ask, remember when TLC 3 happened? And that's SmackDown, May the 24th, 2001. We're going to review that right here next week on Remember When. Stay tuned. We're going to go take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Super Kick Potty and your Money in the Bank pit stop. You're listening to Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks.
Now, Sean Puff isn't just your number one podcaster, but I'm also your number one travel agent. Cruise Brothers is one of the largest family-owned cruise travel agencies in the United States. They established in 1972 and worked diligently to establish their brand, not only as cruise experts, but as experts at land vacations as well. Over the years, we've helped nearly a million people plan their dream vacations and their special once-in-a-lifetime adventures. Most people believe that by booking directly with a cruise line, they automatically get the best deal. But we often hear that our offer is better. Whether your interest is in a cruise, an all-inclusive resort, or a land tour, whether it's the Caribbean, Alaska, Europe, Hawaii, or the world, we're committed to providing you with expert, professional advice, award-winning service, the best travel values, and memories that last a lifetime. So the next time you feel that you need to just get away, man, make sure you hit up Sail with Sarah and Sean at gmail.com and let me be your travel expert and get you the best deal for your dollar. Cruise Brothers, Rhode Island license number 1072, Florida license number ST38316. And get ready to sail away, man!
And we're back. This is Sparks, Small Buckies, and Super Kicks, or something like that, if I can even talk right today. If you didn't know already, if for some reason you were sleeping through the first half of the show.
This, might have been.
I sometimes you just fall asleep. It happens. What are you going to do? So, Money in the Bank is this weekend.
Yes,
I don't know,
it is.
I don't know about you, but I'm not too psyched about it.
Well, I'm not too psyched about it, considering they already leaked the card for the Saudi Arabia show.
They did, which is kind of stupid. Well, I guess they didn't leak it. It's actually being posted in Saudi Arabia.
Well, yeah, well, you know what I mean. Though it's like, considering you know what the card is for Saudi Arabia, pretty much it's going to be the same thing.
You kind of know what some of the things are that's going to happen. Yeah, we know we're not going to get a cash in at Money in the Bank. Right. Unless they just switch things up. Maybe they're trolling us. Maybe they're working everybody.
Maybe.
Probably
not. I doubt it.
If you didn't get to see the card, it's on our Facebook page, Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks, and it's also on our Twitter. Yes, we are on Twitter. Get on your Twitter machine, @SSuperKicks, and you'll find Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks on Twitter. Follow us. And there's all kind of shit going on there. I know, Mike, you're not on Twitter. You need to get on Twitter.
I hate Twitter.
Yeah, we need to get you on Twitter. I can't tag you in anything. It's good. Sean Puff. Twitter's and I just write
ever.
I just write Mike K.
Good, that's fine.
Maybe I'll get you. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the connection to the Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks Twitter. So every once in a while, you can just go tweet some shit out. How's that?
Am I allowed to do that? I thought you had to have an account.
We have an account. I'm just going
to
get...
No, I thought you had to be on Twitter in order to say something on Twitter.
We have a Twitter account for the show, so I'm going to give you the login to the Twitter account.
Oh.
And you can just speak through the Twitter account for the show randomly, whenever you feel like it.
There we go. That'll work.
And that way there, you're kind of on Twitter, but you're not on Twitter.
Yeah.
Boom. There we go. So... Money in the Bank this Sunday. I told Parker, we're going to give it one more shot. Let's give this thing one more try before I finally hang it up. The Apostles, like, everyone's washed their hands of WWE pretty much. So I think I'm the only one that's going to be reviewing Money in the Bank on God Hates Geeks. So
yeah,
go see my preview. And Gene is going to preview, he's previewing the Samoa Joe Rey Mysterio match. But pretty much I'm doing the whole rest of the card, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're expecting something like big to happen or whatever, then it's kind of the wrong card to kind of be like, give it one last shot.
Well, I'm not expecting something big to happen. I just want to see a good card.
It's just going to be predictable.
You're right. Speaking of predictable, let's get into these predictions and get this section on. But actually, before we get into the predictions, I want to mention news that's been going out. By the time this goes out, it'll already have been kind of out there. But Ric Flair has been brought to the hospital today. We're recording this on Thursday. There's so much going on over it. Some people are saying he's brain dead. It's being reported in some places. I've seen it reported that this was a scheduled procedure, and TMZ blew it out of proportion this morning. So, hopefully by Saturday, we'll all know what's really going on with it. And let's just all hope that on Saturday we're saying, yeah, Ric Flair's fine.
Yeah, hopefully too, right? Hopefully it's fine.
I'll touch upon it on my Daily Dime piece. That's also, I don't know if you've seen on the Facebook, I have the Daily Dime piece now where I kind of just go and put in my 2 cents on dropping the dime on a topic.
Yeah.
But let's get into this card. So let's start off with the pre-show. So we got two matches that have already been scheduled for the pre-show. 11 matches total on this card. We've got Tony Nese defending the Cruiserweight title against Araya Daivari. I don't even really watch 205 Live anymore. It's just kind of not, it doesn't intrigue me much. The whole Cruiserweight division, I'll go back to what I've been saying all the time. Making it different isn't a good thing.
Right.
The purple ropes, the whole different thing, and now it's its own separate brand. I just don't like it. I can't get into it, and I don't really watch it. So I'm not invested in this whole storyline.
Me neither.
That being said, I'll make an easy prediction on this. I'm going to say Tony Nese is going to walk out of here still the champ, because I don't see any reason why you would put it on Araya Daivari right now.
Right. Especially since Tony Nese just won it at WrestleMania.
True.
I thought he was going to be a transition champion.
Very, very true.
Yeah, so it's kind of silly to have him. It's kind of dumb to have him as a transition champion.
Yeah. Again, this goes to this card being very predictable.
Right.
Next match scheduled on the pre-show is Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus the Usos. So the Raw Tag Team Champions versus the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. They're the SmackDown Tag Champions, right?
No, the Usos aren't champions.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The Usos are on Raw, though.
Right.
I'm so confused with this wild card shit and this guy's moving all around and going wherever the hell they want.
It's so dumb. It's so stupid.
It just makes everything so much more convoluted.
Right, which is not helping your brand at all.
No.
Like, what better way to get people invested in your product than to make it completely confusing so they don't want to even bother?
Fact. Vince doesn't get it. He's out of touch. What do you want to say?
No, he really just doesn't get it.
I blame Dana Warrior.
I blame
Dana Warrior because she's a writer on the writing team and she has writers working underneath her, I will blame Dana Warrior for everything now. It's kind of how it's going to go. You wanted to be a writer? Now you're going to deal with people like me who are going to troll you forever. I've been trolling her on Twitter for the past 3 days.
Hey.
She's going to block me soon.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, so Daniel Bryan and Rowan, the SmackDown Tag Champions. I'm right there, right? They're the SmackDown Tag Champs?
Yes, that is correct. They are the SmackDown Champions because why not? Because let's randomly have a match where we just throw those guys in and they win.
I haven't even been watching the product like I normally do. I like kind of watch it and skim through it, but man, it's just been crap.
Me neither.
I don't see a reason why the Usos need to win this.
No, they were SmackDown champions. Like they're the six-time SmackDown champion. Like, they were moved to Raw because they'd done everything they needed to do on SmackDown. And they're supposed to go to Raw so you could start new, like, new rivalries and new, like, programs.
Well, this isn't even for the belts.
Then what's the point of having it?
I don't know.
I think it is for the belt, no?
Nope, it's not for the belts. Tag team match, not for the titles.
No. Then what's the point?
I don't know. I don't understand. The wild card rule. It's wild. Anyone can do anything anywhere. Wild. Rah!
Yeah. Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crap. I don't even know if we're going to get a clean finish in this, but if we do, I think you have to put the champs over, don't you?
Well, of course, right. I mean, because if the Usos win, then what? Are the Usos just going to go back to SmackDown because why not?
Why not? Wild card rule. They can fight for those titles, right?
I guess. According to the wild card rule, I guess they can.
I think you can't have them win this match just because they just lost clean to Shane McMahon on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Which, I'm not even going to get into that. I could do a whole show on why that makes no sense.
Oh, nothing. Having Shane McMahon do anything doesn't make sense.
Have Shane McMahon go home.
Yes.
It's about all I want him to do.
Right.
So there's a horrible pre-show. It'll probably have my best friend Sam Roberts on it. I can't stand that guy. I can't stand that guy. Is it me or does everything he say bring down all the superstars?
Sort of, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't put over guys like he's supposed to.
I don't think he knows who they are.
Fair enough.
I don't know. Like, he doesn't seem like a person that knows what he's talking about.
And he's got his own radio show that he talks wrestling all the time.
Right, but like it's a guy who has a radio show who doesn't really know wrestling.
Yeah, it's like when we were doing the show on LIT Radio, and we had MJ there.
Yeah.
He would put in, but he doesn't know wrestling, so he'd like, couldn't really have anything. And great guy, he was great for the sports stuff, but for the wrestling stuff, he couldn't really bring anything to the table. And I feel Sam Roberts doesn't bring anything to the table.
It's just like, let's give a guy to chime in about something.
Well, he kisses Vince's ass. He's a brown noser, so he's got a job. We'll never be there. Because I tear his new asshole all the time.
Yeah, we'll be there once he's gone.
Maybe. Triple H might give us a call.
Yeah, Triple H will call us up after Vince goes. He's like, all right, now I can finally bring these guys in.
Now I can bring these guys in that know what they're talking about. so then we get into the regular card. And we've got the U.S. title is on the line when Samoa Joe defends against Rey Mysterio Jr.
Again.
Why does Rey Jr. keep getting title shots?
Because why not?
So that's kind of like the theme for Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank, because why not?
Right, because why not?
It makes no sense.
Of course it doesn't make any sense.
He doesn't deserve to be here, that's the thing.
No, it's just because they needed to have somebody on the card that was... like, worth their time, I guess?
No, it's not. Here's what I want to see. And this will make this match great for me. I want to see Dominic turn on his father.
Sure, but then what? Is he going to be a wrestler?
Yeah, he's been training. The kid's been training. You think they're bringing him around for nothing? That kid's been training for a while. And Ray said as much last week on SmackDown.
Does that mean are we gonna get like Ray versus Dominic?
I would love it. If this is what they're leading to, then let's do it. I'm excited for it. Other than that, I don't want to see any of Ray. Get him out of here.
Yeah. Seriously.
Have him go get some guys ready for NXT Mexico, because I don't need to see Ray on my TV.
Seriously.
Hopefully Joe wins this match. I'm saying the scary thing is this has been going so back and forth. There's a part of me that feels like they're going to give it to Ray just because they have to. Because why not?
Well, I would hope so. If then they're going to turn around and put Joe back into the world title picture, then I'd be like, all right, fine. But isn't Joe on SmackDown now?
Yeah, Joe's on SmackDown. Joe's on Raw now.
Yeah, so why not have him, like, be the one to challenge, like, start going after the main title picture against, like, Seth Rollins and stuff?
Because Seth Rollins is going to fight Brock.
Oh, yeah, at freaking whatever it is. Whatever that Saudi Arabia show is.
Super Showdown. Yeah, they stole the name from the Australia show and used it for Saudi this time.
Yeah, but I don't know. I won't get into that another time, but I don't know. Do you think they gave it back to Brock in Saudi Arabia?
No. God, I hope not.
Right, so I think it's just like kind of a one-time deal.
True. It probably is. You're probably right. It's that Saudi money, and that's what they want to see. I don't know, man. Just, I don't want to see the belt on Rey. I don't.
I don't either, but I guess if they're going to put a belt on Rey, I'm fine if they're going to put the U.S. title on him, because, again, then Joe can go back to doing what he should be doing, which is challenging for the world title.
And somewhere along this whole chase, because this is the storyline, the little guy, the little face chasing the big bad heel.
Yeah.
And the big bad heel has went over on him over and over and over again.
Right.
Although R-Truth went over on him too, but that's a whole nother story for another day.
Right.
I'm going to go with Rey.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I'll go with Joe because I like Joe and I want Joe to...
I like Joe, but I think we're going to see Rey walk out of there with the belt.
Yeah, I kind of think you're right.
Then we've got The Miz versus Shane McMahon.
Again, yay. Let's do it again.
It's in a cage this time, though. But it's in a cage.
Oh, even better.
So Shane has something big to jump off of.
Again,
because that's what he does. Shane is the ultimate spot monkey. This is a spot monkey match.
Yep.
So Shane, ready to jump off some things? Let's do it. Miz has to win this time. He has to.
He better. He needs to win, and then this whole thing has to go away.
Yeah, this is how you have to make it go away. Miz wins, this one goes away, and I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Next, we have Kofi Kingston defending the WWE Championship against Kevin Owens. This could go either way, because they're fighting each other in Saudi Arabia for the title.
Yeah, again, though, they tend not to... I don't know. They tend not to have title changes, like, overseas.
True.
So, but then, does that mean that Owens is going to beat him here and then beat him again in Saudi Arabia? Or does it mean that Kobe's going to beat him here and then beat him again in Saudi Arabia?
Good question. I think Kevin Owens is going to win. I don't think Kofi was given the title to go on a lengthy title run. I think it was just to appease the internet marks.
Yeah.
And that's why we have Kofi with the champion. I'm going with KO walking out of here with the belt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This whole, like I said, the whole Saudi thing kind of throws it off for me. Because, part of me thinks that they don't tend to just, give the belt away on, random television. I mean, on, this random Saudi show. But... then again, I don't see how Kofi could beat him twice in the span of a month.
Yeah.
And that be any good for anybody?
Maybe he doesn't get it. Maybe it doesn't happen clean in Saudi Arabia.
Actually, I would think it doesn't happen clean in that Money in the Bank.
Well, I mean, we don't get... let me take that back. Not that it doesn't happen clean. We don't get a full finish in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
But here... KO is going to walk out of here the champion.
I think so. Yeah, I don't know. This was tough because, like I said, I part of me thinks that he should keep the belt, but part of me thinks he should get rid of it. So this one's tough for me. I'm going to go that they keep the belt on Kofi.
Okay.
For right now. But I could definitely see them
going the something other way.
In Saudi Arabia. Yeah. I could be either way, but I got a feeling I'm going to keep the belt on Kofi.
Becky Lynch is going one-on-one with Charlotte Flair.
So everything about Becky Lynch was leading me towards she was going to walk out with both belts until this whole thing with Ric Flair happened. So if usually, because for some reason, Vince is kind of sentimental with that shit. So if like, because that's why Charlotte won it the first time, was because Rick had his heart attack.
Okay.
So they gave the belt to Charlotte.
I don't see it happening this time. Charlotte's walking out of here with the loss. Becky is going to put this feud to an end right here with Charlotte. It needs to be done.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm kind of tired of that, too. Like, I'm with you. I don't want Becky to lose at all. I think she should keep the belts. But, again, like, I guess it could go up in the air. But I'm picking Becky anyways because I think, I love Becky Lynch, so.
I'm going with Becky.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Then we got,
he's keeping both belts.
So why don't we just say that other one? That other one is marked right now as the main event. If you look on Wikipedia,
is it really?
Yeah, it's the number. It's the top match on the whole on the list. So they have that as the main event. So I'm gonna tell you, if Becky Lynch, Lacey Evans is the main event, Lacey Evans is gonna be the champion.
God, I hope not.
It's gonna happen. Vince likes her. She's that person. I don't think she deserves it, but I think they're gonna throw the belt on Lacey Evans because they like her and they want to give this girl a push for some stupid reason.
Yeah, no.
What, you're calling Becky in both of them? I'm calling Becky against Charlotte and losing to Lacey Evans.
Yeah, I think I'm calling it Becky wins, keeps them both. She's Becky two belts. She's got to keep them both.
Yeah, but that can only go so far.
Especially since they've been trying to get a women's match for Saudi Arabia. And I could see Becky being the one who they, like, almost let wrestle Saudi Arabia. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess they...
Shouldn't it be, like, Tamina versus, I don't know, some other manly-looking girl?
I guess. No.
No, that's wrong. I'm sorry. I think Lacey Evans is going to win the belt. And I think Bayley's gonna win Money in the Bank and cash in the same night, and beat Lacey Evans after she wins the title from Becky Lynch. So
Bayley's gonna walk out of Money in the Bank as the champ.
Yep. It's an extra smack in the face to Sasha for running away, taking a ball, and going home.
Yeah.
And a little bit of a rub to Bayley for dropping it, because after they lost the title, she was throwing a temper tantrum right alongside Sasha Banks. She stopped. Sasha took her ball and went home.
Right.
You kind of slap Becky Sasha in the face and reward Bayley by letting her cash in Money in the Bank and getting a women's championship run.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely... I definitely could see it happening. And then, I haven't even thought about who I'm... I don't even know who I'm going to pick yet for the women's one. Bayley's kind of like...
Bayley, I'm taking Bayley in that one. It's Bayley, Natalia, Dana Brooke, Naomi, Mandy Rose, Ember Moon, Carmella, and Nikki Cross. I know Mella is money. And by the way, Nikki Cross is replacing Alexa Bliss because Alexa's injured again.
Ugh, that sucks.
I know.
I think actually Alexa Bliss was my pick until she got replaced.
Yeah, and I don't see them giving it to Nikki Cross just like that.
Yeah.
I think she'll have a good showing, but I don't think she's going to win Money in the Bank. That's why I'm going to go with Bayley in that one.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to go with Bayley in that one.
She's the only one that really is going to gain out of that, unless Mandy Rose, maybe. Right. But
yeah, but I don't think Mandy Rose is really getting as much like as what they want from her.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Yep. So
As opposed to Bayley. I think Bayley could use it. Yeah, I agree with you.
Then we've got Roman Reigns and Elias going one-on-one in the biggest Who Cares match of the night, I think. The second biggest, third biggest Who Cares match, because I want to say fourth. The two pre-show matches are Who Cares. Jesus. Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio, Who Cares. Miz and Shane, Who Cares. This match, Who Cares.
Yeah, I mean, Roman Reigns is obviously, they're obviously like, taking a, making it, doing a slow burn with Roman Reigns. Like, they're purposely just putting him in mid-card matches and letting him just beat up, like, undercard guys and keeping him away from the title picture.
Yep.
Which is smart. I'm fine with that. But there's no way Roman Reigns is going to automatically start losing. So.
Yeah, Roman Reigns is going to win this match. Especially with everything that's been going on and Shane and his, like, little click, like, teaming up against him. Roman Reigns is winning.
Right.
So then we've got the other Money in the Bank match. Sami Zayn versus Ricochet versus Drew McIntyre versus Baron Corbin versus Ali. I can't stand that they call him Ali now and not Muhammad Ali. Whatever his name is. Mustafa Ali. Finn Balor versus Andrade versus Randy Orton. I like Andrade.
Yeah, he's been the popular pick lately about who they think's going to win it.
But he's not going to win, and here's why he's not going to win. This is rumor and innuendo. You know, I always operate in rumor and innuendo. So rumor and innuendo is Andrade has recently went into the back to speak to Vince about getting a push. And Vince told him, learn some English and then talk to me. So he's been taking... Seriously, and he's been taking, you know, how Vince is, he doesn't like his people that don't, the people that don't speak English. Look at Shinsuke. Right. Asuka's finally getting a push because she's learning more English.
Right.
Andrade is putting in the effort to learn English. I don't think he's there yet. So I don't see him yet getting the Money in the Bank. Look for him to get a push later on in the year, but he doesn't win it Sunday night. Sunday, this is a, look at this lineup. Look at everybody in here. You've got Sami Zayn, Ricochet, Finn Balor, Andrade, Ali. All guys who came from doing their thing in the indie circuit. Vince didn't make them. Baron Corbin or Drew McIntyre is going to walk out of here Money in the Bank. I'm putting my money on Drew McIntyre because that was Vince's guy years ago. He was the chosen one. So what better way for that to come to full fruition than for him to win Money in the Bank and finally become the world champion, and Vince can say, see, I told you so!
Yeah, I don't know, Drew kind of was, he was on the right track, and then they kind of stopped.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to put him back, and it's just like, I feel like he's going to win, I feel like he should win it. God forbid, hell no, should Baron Corbin win it?
Oh my god, Baron Corbin shouldn't win it, and Randy Orton should just be there to fucking do some spots.
Yeah, Randy Orton's just there to be there. Same with, like, Sami Zayn's there to be there for Ricochet.
Sami Zayn and Ricochet are going to do... Sami Zayn, Ricochet, and Finn Balor are going to be the spot monkeys in this. We're going to see a lot of spots.
Yeah, so I think either Drew McIntyre is winning, or I could see them going with Finn Balor again. Especially since now he's kind of on SmackDown.
Yep.
And so as a result, he can now kind of feud with whoever the SmackDown champion's going to be, if it's Kofi or if it's Kevin Owens.
Finny two belts?
Well, I think he'll eventually lose the other one. But he wouldn't have two belts. He'll lose the IC title eventually. And
before
then
he cashes in.
Before he cashes in, right.
No, I'm going with Drew.
But so I'm going to go... I kind of agree with you with Drew, but I'm gonna go with Drew, but I'm also gonna have Finn Balor as an outside shot.
Okay, if we're gonna take an outside shot, Baron Corbin's my outside shot.
Yeah,
because Vince is so high in him, and if we're gonna go outside shot in the women's match, my outside shot is Dana Brooke.
For the women's, my outside shot would probably be. Probably be Carmella.
Really?
I think
Dana Brooke, because again, rumor and innuendo is Dana Brooke has been putting in a lot of work. She's there early. She leaves late. She helps set up the ring. She's always trying to get, she's been trying to like really, really improve. And I could see Dana Brooke getting that at the end of the day. And it would probably be Dana Warrior that wrote that, by the way. So, we got one more match on this one, and that's the WWE Universal Championship, Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Is it? I feel like this match shouldn't even happen. Just cancel it.
Well, yeah, considering they just have it on Saudi, it's Seth Rollins is facing Brock Lesnar for the title.
So Seth's going to win.
Sure that Seth wins.
I guess that was
pretty sure Seth's going to win now.
Right? I mean, it's kind of a given. You know, they didn't have to have the match anymore. Just give this match up. Put it as the last match on the show so I can go home because I don't need to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
I could, though, if they really want to do something with Saudi Arabia, although I don't see it happening, I could see them doing is I could see them having a cash-in in Saudi Arabia on Seth Rollins after he went, because I think he's going to beat Brock, and then after getting just, like, pummeled by Brock,
Drew comes out and cashes it in, Baron comes out and cashes it in. That would be great.
Yeah. If they wanted to do something in Saudi Arabia, although they tend not to. They tend to just have, it's just more of a showcase, and really has nothing to do with any type of storyline.
Yeah.
But if they wanted to kind of do something that's kind of, like, different and unexpected, why not have a cash-in at Saudi Arabia?
So I think that the Saudi prince, by the way, gets really, really, really high and drunk with his buddies and comes up with the matches to ask for.
Probably.
If you looked at that card, and if any of you guys haven't seen the card, go look on our Twitter or on our Facebook. It's posted in both places. You can see the card as it is so far. You know they asked for Chris Benoit?
Yeah.
I swear. Rumor and innuendo is they asked for Chris Benoit, and the WWE actually thought about going and signing David Benoit just to do that show.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've asked for Chris Benoit, they've asked for Yokozuna, they've asked for Andre the Giant. I mean, at this point, I wish I could get in the Saudi prince's ear, because I would suggest that he does a Kamala versus Zach Gowen versus Christopher Melendez in a prosthetic leg on a pole match. Boom, that's gold.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be mad at me for that.
So because of all that, Saudi Arabia is just going to be a showcase.
Yep.
And if it's just a showcase, it has nothing to do with any storylines, then Money in the Bank's going to end up being, like you said, a freaking waste of time.
It is. But I mean, just hopefully they get good wrestling. Just don't give Money in the Bank to Baron Corbin, please.
Right, yeah. Set yourself up for the future, but don't, like, knowing you have Saudi Arabia on the horizon, but don't freaking screw yourself by end up having something stupid afterwards.
If they're smart, they'll make something big happen this week. Because next week, and we'll get into it next week, that's going to be what we're going to cover in the Superkick Party. Next week is Double or Nothing. May 25th is Double or Nothing, live from Vegas. Yeah. So I've got the whole card. We'll run that card down next week. We'll preview all of that and see where that goes and briefly touch on what happened at Money in the Bank. But a lot of things about to happen in wrestling. This is going to be an interesting show. I'll be checking it out and seeing what happens. But it's like you said, we kind of know what's going to happen. So if you skip it, I don't blame you.
Yeah. I mean, I'll pay attention to it just to kind of... I mean, it's going to be hard to... I'm not going to probably watch it. I'll probably watch it as a replay.
Yep.
Due to the fact that it's on the same night as the freaking final Game of Thrones.
See, I haven't watched any of Game of Thrones yet. I haven't watched a single episode all season.
Oh, yeah. So the final episode. Oh,
I know.
Sunday.
I've been waiting for it. But my girlfriend was supposed to come down this weekend. She's coming next weekend for Memorial Day. So we're going to watch it on that Friday night. We'll probably bang through. We'll stay up all night and watch all of them.
Yeah, it's only six of them. They'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be cool.
But yeah, with that coming up, it's like I'll just probably maybe kind of pay attention, but like probably think about it or like check it afterwards and see the results. And then maybe watch it on my own afterwards.
I wish there was a way to see how many people actually tune in on the network to watch this, because you brought up a huge point. Money in the Bank is going head on with the series finale of Game of Thrones. How much is this going to affect people watching it with as crap as the product has been lately?
Not only that, like, it's also going to go up against probably... maybe at least probably game 4 of the NBA Finals. or, you know, maybe a game, one of the hot, you know, any of the playoffs too.
Yep.
You know, last week SmackDown, like, went against the NBA draft in like game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, and drew its like lowest like ratings ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Raw was up for the first time in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, we can get into get into like that kind of stuff, but like it, because I have some like thoughts about why they are the way, like why ratings are down. Like part of the reason why ratings are down.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that. We'll table that for the week after All In, because I don't think we have anything coming. Oh, Double or Nothing. Because I don't think we have anything coming that week. But yeah, so next week the Super Kick Party will be focusing on Double or Nothing. We'll have a lot to talk about there with that. That's kind of about it. I mean, I think we're kind of good here. It's another good show. I don't have in front of me, because it's upstairs somewhere, what the actual, you'll know. We have our Remember. We'll have Remember When. We'll have Double or Nothing. And it'll be a really good show next week. I'm looking forward to it. And you wanna say anything before we get out of here?
No. Like, just hopefully Ric Flair is fine. I don't know what's really going on with him, but I'm hoping that it's just, you know, a scare, nothing major. But we'll obviously see. So, you know, props to him.
I'm going to end by saying, please, please, please don't give Money in the Bank to Baron Corbin.
don't give Baron Corbin Money in the Bank.
And if you seriously want people to stay
and keep watching your product, then don't give Money in the Bank to Baron Corbin.
Right, exactly. And with that,
if you want to guarantee people are going to leave your show and stop watching your product,
Then give the Money in the Bank to Baron Corbin.
Yes.
God, please, please. Well, with that, another great episode in the books. And we lowered this one. We're at like 35 minutes for this segment.
Yeah.
So we're just going to be like an hour show, finally, without cutting anything out.
That's right. Finally,
we got it where we want it to be. There we go. And that's how you do a great podcast. So until next week, episode 37. We're going on to a 37th episode next week.
Okay.
Yeah, 37. So it doesn't seem like that, but it's 37. I counted. So until then, I'm Sean Puff.
I'm IK.
This has been Sparks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. I can't wait till we have our own original theme. It's coming real soon. Until then, hey, Cena, get us out of here. Big ups, Boston.
Yeah, what's up, baby? We gonna do some things right now, show you how we do up in the bean, you know what I'm saying? NY representing, Dirty South representing, Chi-Town, LA, they don't do anything. We got a little something bubbling in the bean bottle, man, you know? I got my crew right back, we gonna show you how it's done, straight up, hitting 1-2 like Manny and Ortiz, you heard? It's John Cena, baby, and we heating up the bean pot. Big up Boston, you know the whole team, ha! Yo, we fresh, y'all a little bit stale. And we bout to make it ugly just like Kevin McHale. Cena taking over, I'm about to make the scene mine. I got a tea party, baby, meet me on the green line. Ain't too many kids that flow better than me. Go thick like Yaz and Sideburns in 73. Like Tom Brady and the Pats, we rolling kids. Cross me and pay a toll like the Tobin Bridge. From the home of the curse, y'all know what I mean. We like the left field wall, stacking monster cream. Knock you out when you park, you land in Yorkie Way. My shit be butter, but around here we say parquet. I rep my home team, we taking over the industry. Like the big dick, baby, nobody can finish me.
The smarks in here, yeah.